The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Welcome, my brother, me, and advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy, and we are all a fever for Super Bowl Sunday.
Big game Sunday.
Big game Sunday.
The commish might be listening, because God knows he's not busy governing the rules of the NFL, right, guys?
Right. Nice. Governing them too much, depending on what the popular wisdom is there that would make us seem plugged in.
That touchdown in that Broncos game was highly suspect.
I'm just excited. See, a lot of people say they watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. I watch it for the concussions.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see someone have some lasting damage.
Sure.
I watch it for those awesome plays where, like, the dude can't get over the line, so, like, he dives over everyone.
God, those
are awesome.
I love those divers.
I love the plays where a shirtless man runs out of the stands and has soy bomb written on his chest.
Nice.
And dances around midfield.
That's a real shame that is your wheelhouse, Justin, because that's incredibly rare. It's like
not a
comment.
Frequent occurrence.
I watch the big game specifically for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's dropping it on us this year?
I have no idea.
So you don't really
I like to surprise myself with that.
No
spoilers, you know what I mean?
They're going to wheel out a small television of a pre-recorded video of Beyonce singing it.
Mm. Now, are we going to have I know that there's a tradition of sort of supplementary bowls.
Oh, yeah.
There's, of course, the Bud Bowl.
I'm way more excited for the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, the Puppy Bowl. I didn't know they were still doing that.
Yeah, they're doing it. And now they have, I think this year they have, like, Piglet Cheerleaders or some shit. They're getting very commercial.
They've sold out.
Yeah. I'm actually starting my own Puppy Bowl as part self-entertainment, part protest.
Oh, kind of like an underground Puppy Bowl.
An underground Puppy Bowl. It's a lot more, like, the puppies are more, like, into the sport, you know? They're more into the game of it, so they're way more violent.
Maybe like the XFL of Puppy Bowl.
It's the XFL.
Okay. So Arena Puppy Bowl.
There's Arena Puppy Bowl. I have a tiny schnauzer called He Hate Me. He's in the mix.
You're welcome, XFL fans.
XFL fans really loved that He Hate Me goof. And
if you don't know about that one, Google that, because
you're gonna love it.
You're gonna love that guy.
But I'm having a lot of problems with dog fatalities.
Griffin, what? Can you describe to me sort of I'm sure you're using different rules.
Yeah, it's more.
Can
it's
you
sort of
describe to me the flow of play.
Right, we're basically talking about a one-on-one sort of street ball, except they usually just ignore the ball altogether and just try to kill each other. I guess in their defense, like, there's a bunch of people standing around in a circle screaming and throwing money.
Griffin, I'm sorry.
Yeah, wait.
It sounds like the love of the game, right? It sounds
like
you're hosting
gridiron?
A dog fighting ring.
Oh.
It sounds like a dog fighting. Yeah, a dog. Is there a ball?
There is a ball, but it's sort of like it's a little off to the side. You know,
sure.
Is there any kind of referee or like rule system?
No, XFL baby, love of the game, love of the sport.
Or maybe is there a rough-ery?
Oh, fuck.
No,
this is the kind of gifts you can expect from our hidden advisor. Did you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. Please don't call any cops or animal cops. Saying all these things out loud.
Yeah, don't call the dog, please.
Don't call dog the bounty hunter.
Let's get into the advice.
Wouldn't it be great if dog the bounty hunter only specifically hunted dogs? For sport.
You mean the dog bounty hunter. It's just a switching of the article there.
Boba
bounty,
Pet.
The dog
Boba,
hunter.
Guys, Boba Pet.
Boba Pet.
Are we going to give advice?
I'd like to, yes. I hang out with this girl at my office. We take our lunches together and chat all day. She makes work fun. Lately, she keeps telling me how attracted she is to me and how it makes her feel awful because she has a boyfriend and now has suggested we stop hanging out altogether. I like her and think she's a cute girl, but I just want to keep on being office buddies. Oh my God. How do I get her to stop obsessing about how handsome she thinks I am?
I don't know, but when you figure it out, you tell me, brother.
Just joke around and have fun like the old days. That's from Just Friends in Florence, Kentucky.
This guy sounds a lot like when you're in high school and everybody gets their physicals to join the wrestling team. And the one guy comes back and is like, yeah, just apparently the doctor said my wiener is like abnormally enormous. Like, yeah. Sure, pal. Sure, friend.
Too big for contention.
He's in a whole nother weight class. I don't know. He said it couldn't do wrestling time.
You gotta, I think if you really want to get serious about this, you gotta go full Man in the Iron Mask.
Yeah, that's it. That's really the, I was sitting here thinking, mm-hmm. I'm glad you said it first, Griffin, but, because it almost seemed too obvious, but, yeah, definitely Man in the Iron Mask. Lock your face in sort of a prison of iron.
Sure. I don't remember Man in the Iron Mask, but I think it was because, like, the queen was sexually attracted to Leo DiCaprio, because why mm-hmm. wouldn't she be? And so the king was like, I gotta lock it up. Gotta lock that face, that sweet face up. And he did. Locked it right up.
And, yeah, because they couldn't handle his beauty.
Made him look like Ultraman a little bit. I feel like they were mixing their time periods a little bit.
Yeah, it got a little mixed up. I did like it when he got his repulsor rays and mm-hmm. started laying waste to the bad guys in France.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. The man and the cool. Iron Man.
Yeah.
I don't understand this question.
Well, see, she's into him, but he's just not that into her.
But is she really into him, or is this like... I'm really bored at the office, and you're kind of cute, it so sounds I'm going to like flirt with you.
Sounds like she wants to get a Jim Pam thing going, but her heart's not fully in it.
She still loves Roy.
Giving you the half Jim Pam. And that's...
Because I find that kind of thing doesn't work when you blatantly spell it out to the other person. Mm-hmm. But like, listen, I'm just going to lay all my cards on the table. I like you. I think you're really handsome. I've got a boyfriend. I don't know. Is it? Is it not? We'll find out.
we'll find out on this climactic season finale of The Shitty Office.
The problem with your situation is you're trying to push the story forward too fast. Mm-hmm. She's wanting that like season 6 Jim and Pam.
All right.
And you're still in that season 1 Jim and Pam where you may not even yet realize that she's the girl for you.
Right. Right. Whatever but you do, don't get
fast forwarded.
Don't get the season 8 Jim and Pam where it's like, is there a new love interest? Of course there's not. Of course there's not. I'm a fucking adult, The Office. Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
Do you think you could just really lay it out for her? Like, listen, I appreciate you think I'm handsome, but let me tell you, this ain't never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen between you and me.
Can you sing a few verses of Never Gonna Get It? Except, I guess, change the words to Never Gonna Happen, as Just had suggested.
Never gonna happen. Yeah, I need you guys on harmony. Never gonna happen.
I can edit it in. Yeah, you know what I always hated about that song? Sorry to completely change. Didn't you guys hate it when like they edited the song to make it sound like they were cutting back to the radio, and then they would bring it back for another stanza? You remember that?
Yeah, I got excited because like I always feel whenever an In Vogue song ends, I always get a mild depression where I think, mm-hmm. oh, God. I can't believe it's over already.
I know.
And then wait, it's not.
I know. It really ruins your expectations for all other radio music, though, right?
Right.
Just wait. True. It's coming back. Like, it's going to come back on.
Hotel California. After this commercial. Hotel California goes off, and you're like, wait, it's coming back. I know it. Encore. Ah, fuck.
Here comes the drop. The Hotel California drop.
I can honestly say that no one has ever listened to Hotel California and wished it would come back
alive. Oh, man, I wish there was more of that Eagles song.
I mean, because it's good news for whoever feels that way. You could just switch to a different channel. And, hey, it's on there, too.
It's probably on somewhere else. You know, normally I push an honest discussion on this sort of thing, but I think you have to be respectful of the fact that if this woman is into you, then it may be hard for her to just do the friend thing. I mean, that may not be easy for her.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't usually get the question from this side. You know, yeah, we get a lot of that, like, the person telling the question asker that they are not interested and just want to be friends. I think that when that happens, like, you got to respect it. And to say, hey, drop it and just be cool again, that's kind of being a little bit inconsiderate of her feelings. You know, she's trying to do the right thing and say, I've got a boyfriend, I'm attracted to you, this isn't right, we shouldn't hang out anymore. And for you to try to push it, I think is a little callous. So maybe just give it some time, and as with most things, eventually it'll get back to a place where you guys can probably hang out.
The good news about the human heart is that if she tries to deny herself you, you're going to become more attractive mm-hmm. than you could have ever possibly been before. You'll be a tantalizing forbidden fruit hanging from the branch of the HR department, and she has, and you know that is a feeling everyone has always wanted to have.
Yeah, give this thing 6 more months of you putting it directly on ice, and then after those 6 months, come in your bicycle shorts. She will literally explode. She will literally disintegrate at the subatomic level.
Yeah.
And if all else fails, you could maybe go with, like, a really overly sculpted facial hair and just really turn her right off the whole
scene. Oh, yeah, like the guy from Hunger Games. That would be great. Mm-hmm.
Just stop bathing.
Just stop really – why don't you just garbage yourself up, like, real good?
Next time she's like, listen, you're too attractive. Next time she says you're too attractive and she can't – she just can't help herself. Have her put her hand – on a chair, and then you sit on the chair and you fart on the top of her hand, and then you put on a trilby. Then you're done. You are out.
This is my fart cap.
This is your fart hand. Do you enjoy my trilby? My overly sculpted facial hair? We are in love, no? Bye. And then you're fine. You can be friends again.
I guess.
That would work. That would work.
You'd have a crazy story to tell all your other friends.
Griffin, did you bring any Yahoo answer questions?
I brought a small satchel.
Open up that drawstring.
Let me pull open this drawstring and reach deep down. This one is actually surprisingly pretty germane. It was sent in by Ira Ray.
Are you Ira Ray? Who wants to know?
I like sometimes you give us both parts. Sometimes you just give us who wants to know. I like.
If I thought you guys would give me who wants to know, I would I would stop delivering it, but I know it'll never happen.
Nope.
Maybe it's Christmas.
I would also like to point out from our emails this week how many people are utterly confused when Justin does that.
Oh, some people don't get it. Some people love it. My friend Anna here in Austin listens. It's her favorite thing in the show, which makes me question everything about her.
And our show.
It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Ahmed, who asks, what to get for ex-coworkers for Valentine's Day? I left the company a month ago and want to surprise them by sending them something. What is a good surprise gift for 3 female friends I used to work with? They are between 25 and 35. Please, nothing too suggestive.
If they're your former coworkers and you get them a Valentine's Day present, trust me, it will be a surprise gift.
And it will be suggestive, too, unless it's, like, erasers. Like, these... Why did we get shit from...
I got you some silly bands!
Why did Tony send us some shit? Like, I don't even remember the shape of that dude's face. Because I hardly knew it when we worked together, and that was nigh upon a month ago.
I don't care if you send them a shitty cutout Valentine that says, like, you complete bees, and then there's a picture of bees.
Yeah.
They still are going to think that you're obsessed.
I don't care if you send them a Ziploc bag full of bees.
Yeah. I don't care. You come into the office covered in bees.
And then on the bag, you've scrawled out, let's be buzz. Like buds. so that
you
people get the...
You really missed it because you could add B in there and it would have been let's be, but you blew
let's,
it.
Let's
you
be buzz. And then, like,
mine.
Your platonic intention couldn't be any more clear or thorough, and they would still think you're trying to fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the idea
Will
of
you
buying
be my honey?
Mm-hmm. Nah, damn it. That was nice.
That's really good.
I think
be
the idea...
mine.
Okay,
be
stop.
I want to dip
you're drunk on power.
I want to dip my proboscis deep in your stamen and suck up the sweet humors of your sweet leaves.
As friends.
As buds. As buzz, though.
I think that getting Valentine's Day presents for anyone that is not your significant other is just stupid.
Right.
Just
I think back to when I was in elementary school and how you get Valentine's for everybody in your class.
Uh-huh.
Like teacher,
boyfriends,
like ladies that you are interested in but are clearly so far outside of your price range. Because they already had their braces, and you
those
are still
are
coming
such
up.
Such a minefield. You have to consider everyone has a different message on it, and they're in varying states of plutonicness.
Right.
So you have to weigh like who is going to get this card, and then you have like and then so once you get that sorted out, who's going to get the appropriate message?
You fuck up.
Then you have like 20 cards on your desk of like signals,
right,
to sort through.
You switch,
you have mild Asperger's.
You switch one envelope. You switch one envelope of your Spider-Man themed Valentine's and give like weirdo Barry in the corner the one that has Mary Jane on it saying like, looking good, Tiger. You're done. You're done. Wow. Sorry.
Change schools.
You are done.
Become a Catholic. Go to the Catholic school. You're done.
Change your name. Fugue state. Pack them up. Move them away. You are donezo.
Frozen in carbonite. Wait for 100 years. Thaw you out. And then and only then can you start to rebuild your life.
Hopefully.
Until the creepy kid's grandson remembers you as that
the,
guy.
The legacy of your ultimate shame will follow you through generations.
Legend tells of a young man. He handed out the wrong Valentine and then disappeared into the mist.
I do not envy this dude or anybody who feels like they have to buy a Valentine's Day present for anybody other than, like, I only buy a Valentine's Day gift for one person, my fiance, my finance, and, like, that is already, like, puts a crippling amount of pressure on me. If I had to double that, or apparently is this person thinks quadruple that, like, I'm...
Well, here's the issue.
Okay, go ahead, Chad.
I was going to say, the issue here is that this gentleman is not being honest with himself, because I'd be willing to bet if this dude's wanting to buy presents for these three ladies, he is in love with at least one of them.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. He's trying to lay down a smokescreen.
But he probably doesn't even realize it himself.
Right.
Let me free everybody up from some of the pressure here. You know what Sydney and I get each other for Valentine's Day every year?
What?
What's that?
Nothing. You know why? It's not because we don't love each other. It's because I've already given to Sydney my time and my consideration.
Yeah.
I've given her my life.
And your body.
And that is
your
the
body?
Greatest gift of all.
Well,
my body, my
you,
best
you give
years,
her your physical
sexually
love?
Speaking. I give her my physical sexual peak to our marriage. And honestly, we make each other feel like we love each other every day.
Yeah.
I don't wait for a dumbass...
Teresa flowers like randomly throughout the course of the year. I don't need like a day to be dummy.
That's
be
great.
Sweet today.
Hey, you know
thanks,
what,
counter,
guys?
Dad.
I'm actually thinking about getting up in the attic and getting the Christmas tree out again. What the fuck are you talking about? Love should be a year thing.
Why can't we give presents and have love for each other every day? Why do we have to wait for Christmas?
It's the middle of September, so where are the Easter eggs? Good luck.
Griffin, are you suggesting that we should only be allowed to love each other? You should withhold your affection until one day.
Some kind of horrible 1984-esque world in which somebody was holding hands and so they had to be re-educated.
Are you saying, Justin, that we should be able to eat turkey and stuffing whenever the fuck we want? No, we do it on Thanksgiving because that's when you do that thing because it's when the Indians and Pilgrims got together and sorted it out.
I think we stopped celebrating it on the day when we saw a little person stripper at Southern Exposure, and we kind of knew after that, like, well, we're not going to top this. She actually had one move where she painted her boobs and then pressed her boobs on a shirt and then sold the shirt.
I need to know, Justin, hold on.
Hoping for gas money home. That's the only thing I can think.
I need to delve into this. Did you go to Southern Exposure knowing that there was going to be a little person stripper there, or was it a pleasant surprise?
It was a pleasant surprise, Trev. We just happened to go on Valentine's Day, because what else are you going to do?
I'm sure it was full of other loving couples.
Celebrate your love and watch Love Actually and eat chocolate and look at the flowers.
Love Actually is a Christmas
movie. Oh, it's a two times a year movie, Justin. Unlike Love, which is apparently 365 days a year.
I know. I'm setting the bar so high.
Do you think if they allowed prisoners to have conjugal visits every day, that jail would just be like, I'm going to jail. Cool. Because I can fuck every day if I want. Once a year that makes it special.
Yeah, they should make everybody only have conjugal visits on February 14th once annually, because can you imagine the smell?
You could hear the love sounds down the street. Oh my god. Sounds like a mop factory in there.
Your windows would shake like someone next door was listening to Mystical. It would just be just a pounding, resounding bass of incarcerated meat slapping against freedom.
Oh.
I've had a brainstorm.
Hit me.
What if, so Valentine's Day, February 14th, is, you know, the day of love. 6 months later, the day of hate.
Why?
Wait a minute, what?
Right?
No.
And that's just the day of just, like, going up to the person you dislike at work and be like, hey, I hate you.
Let's air this out. You stink.
I think you're a big old stinky Pete, and I don't like you anymore.
So are you saying on August 18th every year, we should just be like, hey, buddy, fuck you.
Yeah.
But then that's going to get confusing, because then you have those three people that you used to work with a month ago that you fucking hate, and you don't know how to, like, send them dookie, I guess. I don't know what the protocol is for this holiday that you've just invented.
What's the proper amount of dookie to send someone you don't work with anymore?
How many cups are out? How do you translate liquid cups of dookie to solid dookie? What's the measurement conversion?
Could we go a single week without talking about converting solid dookie to liquid dookie? Just
here's another question.
Okay.
A few months ago, I rented out my second bedroom to a friend of mine. He has since moved out, but has left some things behind. He asked if I was interested in a few items. I acquiesced because, hey, new couch. The issue stems from the rest of what he left behind. Several boxes, DVD and the like, musical instruments, clothes, and shoes. I've texted him several times the past 3 months to pick up what he wants, as I have other designs on uses for that bedroom. And in parentheses here it says, not sex dungeon, which is the surest way of convincing me that you are in fact making the sex dungeon. I would feel shitty giving him an ultimatum, and I don't want to do something to damage our friendship, such as simply selling or pitching all of it. But I also don't want to feel as though my hospitality has been taken advantage of. And that's from Tumultuous in Toronto.
Your hospitality is being taken advantage of.
That's precisely what's happening.
You have nailed it.
Yeah, you really read this. You read this room.
I don't understand. Like, what, he's left all this shit in your house. It's yours now. Is that the?
Yeah.
Is that fucking sell it? Just what are you talking about? Hey, my friend gave me a bunch of shit, and I don't know what to do with it. Just, like, sell it or use it. Or throw it away.
I feel like if it is a concern, it is completely, it is not an ultimatum and not, well, I mean, it is, but it's not a horrible thing to do to call him and say, hey, man, I really need this room. If you don't want this stuff, I'm going to get rid
of it. I'm sorry, this is crazy. If you move, you take your shit with you. If you leave it behind, then he didn't pay for storage services with his shitty Davenport, okay? If he left it behind, it's he has
have
no
place. Have
you guys
met my friend, Shitty Davenport?
Did you hear? Are you guys going to the Gaslight tonight? I hear Shitty Davenport's.
You know, I had a roommate that she decided to move out, and like her sister and her were getting an apartment, and she ended up just leaving a bunch of shit behind, and so I threw it away. It's that easy.
Yeah, it's
throw it away.
It's a super
step
easy
one,
thing to do.
Throw it away. Step two, relax.
It drives me up a goddamn, like, I've worked so hard to accrue the things that I've accrued. I would never just leave it in somebody's house and then,
right, a box of DVDs?
That's
what the hell?
That represents thousands of dollars in value that you've accrued to, like, divest, unless you're going full blown divestation of your shit so that you can, you know, study yoga on some mountain in a country.
I'm leaving it all behind, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy my stuff. I'm a yogi now.
Doesn't make sense to me.
What, and like musical instruments? What the hell?
Pretty much all my actions anymore, like, are based around getting physical objects out of my home. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't want things here that don't make me happy. And I worked, and I used to be really bad about accumulation. Like, I used to, when I was in high school, I would call, like, when the internet was first kicking off, there used to be a lot of places where you could give them, like, your mailing address information and stuff like that.
Oh, man, I remember
that. And
they
would send you, like, free shit. So you get, like, a free, I don't know, fanny pack or stickers or sample of detergent or whatever. And I would, like, sign up for all that shit. And now I'm doing basically the opposite, where, like, I will mail my things to you if you want them. Like, I'm for free.
Do you want my things? Sure, we all do.
The worst thing you could do to me is leave a box in my home that's like, these aren't yours, and you can't throw them away. So just handle this.
What is your friend saying when you call him? Like, oh, yeah. All right, talk to you later.
Oh, I have stuff there. Those. Cool.
You need to come get your box. Ah, young up. Call your friend, say, come get your shit, or I'm throwing it away. Love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Click.
Life isn't as hard as you make it. You just call him and say no, don't call him. Wait till trash day. After the trash men leave, you put all of it in a trash bag and put it outside. And then you call him and go, beep, boop, beep, boop, like I'm 24. And then he has to come get it. And he's racing against the clock. It's very exciting for him. It's thrilling for you because his fucking Ramones poster isn't in your den anymore.
Right. I have a good idea. Is if you, why don't you have a yard sale, or like a Jeff sale, because you're selling all of Jeff's things, mm-hmm. And then you take the proceeds from the Jeff sale and you take him out to a nice dinner, and then afterwards you'd be like, I got the check, and he's like, that's nice of you. It's actually nice of you.
Let me put it this way. I'm tipping him your Freaks and Geeks DVD set. So
pick up that knife and fork and carve off a piece of that tuba that you used to have and dip it in that copy of Freaks and Geeks and eat it. You're going to love it.
Can you use the musical instrument he left to write him a little song about how you sold all his things? I think he'd appreciate that.
I actually sold your tuba to buy this tuba so I could write you this song.
This smaller, shittier tuba. Gift to the Magi.
The trombone.
Right?
Let's go to the money then. Who's his first message for you got on here?
It's for Ron Tokars.
And who's the message from, Trav?
It's from Lauren Doubt?
Doughty or Doughty.
I doubt you got that right. Travis, what's the message?
The message is this. I love you, Ron. I love you so much.
No, don't add any. The message is perfect. Leave it unaltered.
I love you, Ron. Happy 24th birthday forever.
Okay. Now, hold on. Back up. Okay, you can't wish Ron. The only context in which this makes sense is this is going to be Ron's last birthday.
We've cryogenically frozen Ron, trapping him in his 24th birthday. We wake him up for 1 minute a year.
I don't want to tell Lauren her business, but here on the My Brother, My Brother and Me Jumbotron, we allow you 350 characters to get your message across. You have left money on the table. You have left at least 280 monies on the table.
You can make us say any words, and the words you wish had us wish is Ron, an eternal message that, by definition, can only last one calendar year.
Or maybe you're wishing him to be stuck in some kind of infinite loop.
Mm.
So, by the way, if you want to wish someone a happy eternal birthday, if you plan on having one of your friends taxidermied, you can go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron and you can sign up there to get a birthday message or whatever kind of message you want. Corporate sponsorships, we got them. Whatever you want. And if you pay for a corporate sponsorship, you can be like our... God, at this point, I'm going to say partners. Our partners best at FamousFights.com.
Partners, partners in butt crime.
Mm-hmm. Partners in butt crime. Do you want penis? Do you want unique?
I was just picturing that. I was just picturing that scene in the police headquarters that they've struck again. The partners in butt crime. They've stolen another one.
I wanted to. I know we've only had great things to say about extremestrange.com. By the way, if you go to extremestrange.com, it's a massive adult toy store super site. If you use a coupon code MIDDLEIST, you can save 20%. But I never thought it would come to this. But I have beef with extremestrange.com. Our relationship is a partnership. It's built on the fact that we offer very different services, but
really not that different though. Cause I like
not
different.
That different.
All of our advice is aimed at helping you get fucked. Like ultimately everything we tell you is aiming towards that end goal. That's the, where it terminates.
Yeah, that's the end goal. Here's the problem though. I'm looking at their they're starting to infringe a little bit. I'm looking at their selection of gags.
Oh no!
Now this is too bad. This is unfortunate. First off, they have ball gags.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of our thing. But go on. And then they have very clearly infringing penis gags. And that's like a half of our
that's
material.
That's basically that's like 98% of our gags.
And then, perhaps most upsettingly, they have a category called pony bit gags. And I'm sorry, guys, that's like practically TM, all right? That's kind of our thing, is pony gags. Like, the pony bits and horse bits, like, that's kind of our shtick. Like, what? I'm glad they don't have ghost gags.
Yeah, I know.
Because then it would be, then I think we would have to get into some lawsuit territory.
A great cross-branding idea.
Okay.
I'm going to say three words. Bob Ball Gags.
Oh, no! I don't think so.
I don't want this.
I don't think my brother and me official announcer Bob Ball would want to put his name or branding on something like that.
I'm just saying. We're going to be rich.
If I'm going to call beef out on Extreme Restraints, my only beef with them is that now in Google Chrome, whenever I'm in the search or address bar, and I press the letter E, Extreme Restraints is what autofills. That is how frequently I have visited this website.
That is convenience, Griffin.
That is that you are right about that.
So head to extremerestraints.com. It's with an E, not an X, as you might have guessed.
Actually, there's actually a couple E's in there.
Yeah, there's a few E's in there. It's a popular letter. and you can head there and use the coupon code MIDDLEIST to save 20%. Good news, guys. If you forget the E, it still goes to extremerestraints.com, so you are fine. Griffin, how about another Yahoo?
Sure, this one is sent in by Earl Parsons. Thanks, Earl. It's by Yahoo Answers user Harry, who asks, is it possible to fall in love on Yahoo Answers?
Goodbye, everyone.
Are there answers, Griffin?
There are. A lot of people saying some pretty disparaging things to Harry, I'll be honest with you.
Not a good day for Harry. Not a good environment.
I think Harry, by asking this question, was sort of casting a net of sorts, a sexual net.
Available at Extreme Restraints.
And I think that he did not get the responses that he was looking for.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it can happen. That's how, I'm pretty sure that's how Manti Te'o found his suitor.
Yeah, and they seem to be very happy. And also, it's worth noting, I have not read anything for the past 3 weeks. So,
the love story of the sports love story of the decade.
The sports love story. Yeah, right. It's like Brian's song, but with a real woman. One in six marriages, guys. One in six.
Yeah. Justin, that's how you met online. That's how you met Sydney, right? Is that you asked why the chess pieces in chess were called what they were called. Yeah. And she made
a
goof.
She was like, shut the fuck up, asshole.
Yeah.
Because she's on Yahoo Answers.
Troll, troll, lol, lol.
Troll, troll, lol, lol, lol.
And then,
which, as we all know, is internet code for I love you.
You voted that.
She called me a chess fag with four G's. I knew then. I knew that it was real. That was real love.
And then you voted that as top answer, and it was
And that was my way of saying hello.
That was like your guys as you wish.
Mm-hmm. That was the moment.
It's probably happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume everything has happened.
I would assume
that this is not an exception.
It seems like an awfully circuitous, like, why, like, a dating site alone is like hard enough to find somebody who isn't awful, isn't the worst, and those have all these like heuristics built into them to help you find what you're looking for. Yahoo Answers is like a fucking masquerade ball. Like, there's no way of knowing what's going on.
It's a lot more like chaos theory. You know what I mean?
The problem that this question asker had, they were too direct. See, if I was in this market, I would go with my question would be something like, help, like to snuggle much longer than girlfriend enjoys.
Okay.
Says my gifts are too extravagant. How do I help?
Woman at work thinks I'm too handsome and too good at sex. What do?
Perhaps want to settle down. Too good a lover.
Wearing out women.
Too powerful.
My sex organ is too powerful. I'm getting complaints. What do?
Help, sexual prime approaching.
Help, running out of room for all these sex trophies.
Is there a way to make your skin bigger so all the muscles you have can fit inside of it?
Help, what do I do with all this money?
People keep mistaking me for Adam Levine. Is he what women like? What do women like? What men do women like now? Because back in the day, it used to just be Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Help, captured by criminals trying to extort money from Bradley Cooper's family. That one happened to me. That was not a good mm-hmm. time.
But you were also kidnapped by deaf, dumb, and blind kidnappers, so.
Yeah, so that was my silver lining.
Were you kidnapped by Tommy?
I was kidnapped by Tommy. Made me play pinball. Maybe watch Silver Linings Playbook.
Of course, you can't fall in love on Yahoo Answers. You can fall in hate, though. Happened to me. Happened to me dozens of times.
If August 18th is approaching, mm-hmm. and you're worried that you won't have anyone to share Hate Day with, bookmark don't it. Worry.
All right, Trav, I'd like you to try to cook up a better name.
Title than Hate Day.
Better than Hate Day.
But I feel like it's so direct.
I'm much the same way that February 13th isn't Smooch Time Eve. You're going to have to do a bit better than Hate Day. My girlfriend did not believe me when I first told her I couldn't remember the last time I cried. But now that we've been going out for almost 2 years, she's insisting she needs to see me shed some tears. It's not like I don't feel the same emotions as her. It's just that nothing has brought me over the edge in at least 10 years. And even though she says she wants to see me cry, I feel like subconsciously it could turn her off. Do I suck it up and cry for her? Or do I keep my dry streak going? That's from Krusty Eyed in Colorado.
Whatever you do, if you haven't cried in 10 years, make sure that when you do it, no one is standing directly in front of you.
Oh, man.
You're like the fire hose in UHF.
Well, not only that, but you are going to be so bad at it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, your face is going to look like John Mayer during a solo. Here's the thing. I got a solution for you. Just watch Iron Giant.
Yeah,
right?
Really...
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, just watch Iron Giant and you'll cry. It'll be a masculine tear fest, I promise.
So there's
that.
A difference.
Put it on loop.
There is a difference between like a masculine, like a gentleman's cry, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's deep, the bass is a little bit stronger. It's more of like a, oh, no. You actually say, oh, no.
Just over and over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You are going, here's the thing. I have to assume if you haven't cried in 10 years, you've been burying some things. Like, yeah. Once you turn on those tears, you may just be, like, digging back and back and back, like, deeper and deeper. Like, I gotta see you, my geometry exam.
You know what
Do you hear about Steven? Yeah, he's never not crying now.
You know my jam?
He cries all the time.
My new jam is like when I have to cry at something, like the last episode of Downton Abbey. I don't make any noise or like move my face at all. I just let the tears just sort of like fall down my completely still, stoic, Native American looking out at a bunch of trash face. Like,
yeah, so proud.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys. This may surprise no one. I cry at like everything.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm a big old.
I was literally talking about this last night because some sort of Disney commercial with Wall-E was in it, and we were all talking about how we all cried when we watched Wall-E. And I remember when I watched Wall-E with you, you cried for like 30 uninterrupted minutes.
Yeah.
Like once that movie started happening, you didn't stop crying until the fucking credits were rolling.
My emotions are like right below my eyeballs. Yeah. And so at any given point, one extra drop of emotion and I'm over it. I'm
Travis
gone.
Actually has to schedule time at 4 o'clock on Sundays to pay off the crying that he earned while watching the first 15 minutes of Love.
I remember when
he's still crying while at the beginning of
Love. I remember when I was last in town and we were at lunch and I was like, I'll pick up the check. And you're like, don't you do this to me right now. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Did you see they got a new sign at Giovanni's? No, come on, my childhood.
Said I wouldn't do this. I told myself I'd be strong.
Not strong.
I'm a big strong man. The worst is like if I'm up at an unreasonable hour. When I used to work at Best Buy and I had to be in at like 5 o'clock in the morning, there's something about like 5 o'clock in the morning by yourself in like a big empty half dark Best Buy that I would just sit there and like start singing a little song to myself and weeping. Just while I'm like doing all the stock taking.
Pounds. Oh no.
Oh, here we go.
There's something crying is like, to me, finishing a cry is like waking up from a good nap and it's like, okay, time to start my day in earnest. You know what I mean? It's like, well, the crying is over. Now it's time for happy times. I'm actually kind of jealous of you, Travis, that you get that. You get to clean out your palate.
Oh man,
like
I fucking love crying.
Yeah.
The best time to do is in the shower. Because you're already wet, and that way it just mingles. No, because if you cry when you're, like, fully dressed, you're going to get all of the tears and snot all over your clothes.
How hard are you crying?
Pretty violently.
I actually, like, much like Daryl Hannah in Blade Runner or Ernest in Ernest Goes to Jail, I like to cry in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean joke. Ernest Goes to Camp when he sings, Sure, I'm Glad It's Raining. Nobody sees your teardrops when it rains.
Holy shit.
Geek check. You walked right into it.
I am not ashamed of my love for the Ernest movies.
I guess I was thinking Ernest Goes to Jail because that's the one where he has a doppelganger, right?
And but he's also very sad because he's incarcerated.
And also because his life is as a janitor at a bank.
Right.
And he gets electrocuted like 16 times.
Yeah.
That's a lot, right?
All reasons.
It gives him superpowers. Oh. Hey, everybody, what's that movie like?
I bet
Ernest gets superpowers.
I bet after Ernest goes to jail and Ernest goes to camp and Ernest scared stupid, he was really, really hesitant. You have to feel bad for Slam Dunk Ernest because that is halfway across the video store.
Why isn't it called Ernest Goes to the Hoop?
Ernest takes it to the point zone.
You got all those Ernest movies hanging out next to each other, and then like way off, someone's looking through the S's, and they're like, "What is this Ernest?"
And then
movie
there's like Extreme with an X Ernest Stunts, and it's like, "Fucking, I don't even know where that is."
They're looking through like Super Dave Osborne movies, and then Ernest pops up. Hey, Ernest.
This is the craziest video store I've ever been to.
It's the best video store.
You know,
and also,
I loved Ernest Scared Stupid and Ernest Goes to Jail and Ernest Goes to Camp, but this importance of being Ernest just was not as funny.
I think the craziest thing about this video store is that it's extant, that there is a video store.
I like to, because I can cry completely still-faced. I could be crying right now and talking to you the way that I'm talking to you, with you would have no clue. So my jam is I just do it in public and see if I can get away with it, like a dangerous thing, like a little dangerous game.
Ooh.
I'll do it at Best Buy, but like in the middle of the day in the crowded store.
Would you describe this as a crying game, not the crying game?
No. It's awkward. There's more than the one.
Have you ever yawned so hard that like you cried? Not like violently cried, but like some tears come out.
What is wrong with you?
That doesn't happen to you. You just like you yawn really hard and like your eyes just like kind of water a little bit.
And you just go with it?
No, no.
You don't already got this thing started. Already primed the engine.
Might as well. No, I remember when we were young and we were at church and I would yawn really hard because it's church. I always got really worried that people would look over and think that I was crying because I was just like super moved so by moved. Like the collection song.
Yeah.
But really, it's that I yawn. And I was always tempted to look and go, no, no, I was yawning.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real tears. I'm not moved or anything.
Not a bit.
I feel nothing.
There's nothing behind these eyes.
Now I feel like I cry too much. Now you guys have made me self-conscious. I'm never going to cry again.
If you think about going the rest of your life without crying again, that would actually be sad enough to make you cry for at least 45 minutes.
That's probably true.
It's
actually gotten to a point now where if I see an especially poignant commercial, I will start crying.
Oh, but there's some commercials out there that are real doozers.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking one with the guy gets a dog and is in the car and they drive to go camping.
Griffin, don't.
And then please. They get out. And
I said I wouldn't do this.
They're playing and then they keep doing. They keep repeating
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
The dog's getting older. And then at the end, gets out a tombstone from his car.
And kills the dog with it.
No, the dog is dead. Why would he get it?
What?
And he smashes the dog with the tombstone.
My Sydney says that her dad used to always cry at it was a McDonald's commercial where a dad drives his daughter to McDonald's and she's meeting her friends there, and she asks him to wait in the car while she goes in and hangs out with her friends. And she says that was making her cry, and all I can think about is that's the craziest hang ever. Like, what is this hang?
Wait in the car. I'm too embarrassed to hang out with you with my friends inside of McDonald's.
Me and my buds are going to go inside and get a CBO, and I'd like you to hang here if that's cool.
Don't ruin this for me, old man. This is my McDonald's time.
This only
happens once, maybe twice a week.
I always cry at those E-Trade commercials with the talking baby because, like, I think about, like, mm-hmm. When I have a baby, if it comes out and looks really cute but sounds like an old-ass dude, I would be, like, mega bummed out.
Yeah, wicked, wicked bummed.
Can we address a timely Yahoo answer? Okay, this one was sent in by Steve Lewis. Thank you, Steve. It's by Yahoo Answers user Billy Jack H, who asks, how can I rely on Punxsutawney Phil when everything around him overcasts his shadow? Do I get my own Groundhog? With Groundhog Day rapidly approaching, I have some aggravation towards the way Punxsutawney Phil comes out of its burrow, but it is impossible to see his shadow because there are so many people, equipment, and booths around him. These people who run the event then say he didn't see his shadow, and there will be an early spring. Well, I'm tired of relying on this commercial groundhog informing me how much winter is left. I'd like to get my own groundhog and intend to let him to come out in a very clear, non-crowded area. That way, I will at least know the truth if we'll have 6 more weeks of winter or not. Should I get my own groundhog? Should I do that thing?
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
I've never heard, seen, observed, thought about a groundhog in literally any other context.
Yeah,
right.
Like, I don't know where you would obtain one. I don't know what they're native to.
No, but this.
I'm also going to be honest, and it occurs to me that it seems to me like taking it out of the context of Punxsutawney Phil, it doesn't count anymore. Like, or else everybody would just have groundhogs.
But he has a fucking excellent point because there's a lot of hardware. You know, the newscasters there bring a lot of hardware to the scene. How about the fucking lights, the camera lights? Like, how's this?
Yeah, God forbid they might spoil the entirely scientific process.
No, but right. I'm saying, but they have built these fucking rules around this system, and then they're tampering with the rules. The groundhog comes out and sees like 800 people all standing around screaming at him. Of course, he's fucking scared. He's a rodent. He's a small creature. I would be scared.
But the thing...
We now go to Punxsutawney, where Phil is coming out of his hole. Thank you. Oh, hold on. Punxsutawney is addressing the crowd. Hello, everyone.
Can you give me some groundhog, fucking Punxsutawney room? Phil.
Could you all spread out a little bit? I'm having a hard time performing.
Give Phil some space to do his thing, please. Christ.
I'm trying to get down, and it's not going to happen with all these newscasters around.
What if they opened up the door? What if they opened up the little groundhog door? and he was jerking off.
Okay.
This is what you want to see?
He's like, are you...
This is what you came here to see?
Are you guys fucking kidding me?
Is it February fucking 2nd already? Are you shitting me?
I don't give a shit that it's a whole day based around me. You knock. You knock first. Because sometimes a groundhog's jerking off, as they are wont to do. Do you see these little nubby hands? They feel great.
Here's the problem with complaining about the lights and the cameras and everything. If you have lights and cameras and everything, it's a celebration. If you're a guy in his backyard pulling a rodent out of a hole and staring at it, you have to register on a list.
Yeah.
A government list.
But at the same time, what do you do when you get that minority report? from your indie underground groundhog that's like, nah, dog, it is time for 6 more weeks of winter. But the mainstream groundhog says that it's springtime. What do you do? Who do you send a letter to in that circumstance?
Yeah, who do you... I have to... Here's what's going to really fuck you up. That we got 3 more weeks of winter, and then nothing.
Right.
Tell the authorities.
What we need an impartial... elected, Senate or House of Representatives approved position for 9 groundhogs that will come out and, you know, create a majority opinion on what the weather is going to be. Because this person has a great point.
Mr. President, I don't want to alarm you, but my groundhog, Saskatchewan Steve, said...
Listen, according to Miami Marcus, we will...
I think they would all have to be gathered in one region, because I feel like Miami Marcus would pretty much see his shadow all day, pretty much all time. I think that was in Will Smith's Miami. He talked about how your shadow's always there.
Me and Marcus popping it off.
Looking down, getting spooked. Winter is coming.
Let's go get some carrots.
Why did they?
Because groundhogs love carrots.
Carrots. Okay. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you.
My groundhog saw his shadow and the shadow of death.
I want to congratulate us on doing this for 5 minutes and not mentioning the movie Groundhog Day. I think
we did it,
guys. Accomplishment and an achievement, and now we can all breathe a little easier. I watched it yesterday.
I did too. What a fucking...
I watched it 1,000 times yesterday.
Okay.
We were watching it yesterday, and we were watching the film about halfway through. Sydney leans over to me and says, "Well, she didn't lean over to me. We're on a couch, so we just talk."
Psst, Justin.
That's how I've instructed her to behave. She looks at me and she says, "You know, the tragedy of this movie is that no one could ever love Andy McDowell." She said, "Given 1,000 years, you could not love Andy McDowell." And I said, "That is 100% true." And then I was watching the movie, and something occurred to me that had never occurred, what the movie is about. I read an interview with Harold Ramis where he said that the movie had become very popular with Buddhists. And when you watch the movie, you realize that, like, it's not about getting the girl or even trying to live a good life. Phil doesn't get out of the loop until he has awareness, until he's completely aware and satisfied in his own situation. That's when he breaks it. It wasn't about, you think back on that movie, you think it's about him learning to, like, love or be a good person or what. Or play piano. It's none of those things.
Yeah,
it's a little bit about learning to play the piano. 100%
immediate awareness. That's deep. That's deep stuff.
When I watch that movie, I also like to pretend that Chris Elliott's character is also looping through time, and just trying to like get it together and maybe get some trim. And he just like, but in the final day that Phil gets it together and does get him some trim, Chris Elliott comes to grips with the fact that he is virtually unfuckable. And once he has that realization, he is also freed from the loop.
I would also like to point out that something that's not addressed in that movie that always kind of freaks me out is that once he breaks the loop and wakes up the next day, 1, no one will ever believe him.
Yeah.
2, does he instantly age all the time that he spent?
I don't think Grumman's. So.
He just withers away to dust before Andy McDowell's horrified eyes.
Did Andy McDowell complete her loop of trying to get through a sentence sounding like a real person saying things in the world? She doesn't do that at all. She never does that in the movie.
Where is your accent from?
Like, do you think it must also be really disconcerting to be Phil on February 3rd? because you know he's like crossing the street without looking. You're like, no, no, it's fine. Right? It's fine. There's no cars. Trust me. Ah, shit. A guy's going to break a plate in Aiden. Hey, break that plate.
I need this. Please. Kid, climb that tree, fall out.
He's going to spiral into madness. Yeah. Like, it's never addressed, but he's going to lose his mind on the third.
He's just waiting underneath a tree with his arms open, just waiting. Hey, does anyone, kid, want to climb this tree? Any kids? No.
I learned how to be a piano virtuoso in one day. Bang, bang, bang.
I don't think he loses this.
Watch, I can rob a bank and there's no consequences.
You're in jail.
Prison.
Prison, shot. Shot, crossfire, dead.
Chris Elliott looks on knowingly.
We've all been there,
We've
Phil.
All been there, man.
We've all been there.
So, guys, this has been My Brother, Me. It's a podcast for people to listen to and enjoy. Thank you to everyone tweeting about the show, like Landon Howell, Joe Rusco, Sean Jones, Jasmine Watton, Ethan Ryder, Kimbryonic Stem Cell, Mark Paris, Ellie, Jess Raven Gordon, Paul Manon, and so many others. You are the best, and we love you very much.
Thank you all. I also want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. They actually changed the name of the album, where they put spaces in between the words, so you have to say it like I just said it. It's not me. That's just the name of the album now.
If you would, we mentioned the Jumbotron, so you can go do that if you want. Also, I don't know what the story is with boatparty.biz. I don't know what's going on there, but you may want to head there and register to find out what's going on, because it looks like it's going to be popping off whatever is happening there.
And I'm almost positive that it is not one of those horrible internet tricks.
Oh, yeah.
It probably is not an internet trick. I wanted to say a very personal goodbye to You Look Nice Today, one of the podcasts that was a huge inspiration for me growing up, listening to shows. They are ending their run soon, and I'm really going to miss those guys.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it's a great show. But at the same time, watch The Throne. We coming up. Climbing those spots on the iTunes charts. So thank you for everything you've done for us. But especially thank you for allowing us to watch The Throne.
And we are also still in talks about live show possibilities. Thanks, everybody, for sending in suggestions for venues and everything.
For the people who said, in my butt. That was not helpful at all.
You don't even know anyone in your butt. How are you going to get us in there?
It's very exclusive.
You guys want a final one?
Yeah.
No, I don't want this train to end.
Well,
no, I want it to end very badly.
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
Okay.
It was sent in by Ira Ray. Who wants to know?
I do.
It's by Yahoo Answers user Rockbiter, who asks, is there any wimpier musician than James Taylor?
No. Hey, I'm Joseph McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is My Brother, My Brother, and Me. Kiss your dads.